Merck's decision to take Vioxx off the market sent the company's stock down by more than 25% today. And because Merck is one of the 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the world's best-known stock index was dragged down as well. Not only is Merck losing one of its most profitable drugs, the decision also opens up a potential flood of lawsuits. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
For Merck, today's announcement is nothing short of a financial disaster. The company sells some $2.5 billion worth of Vioxx each year, about 13% of its worldwide revenue. And so the loss of the drug is an enormous problem for the company's bottom line. Hemet Shah is an independent pharmaceutical analyst.
It's a very, very important product for them. It's a very, very big deal, and it is coming at the worst time because in a couple years, the company will be losing patent of its most important product, cholesterol-reducing agent Zocor.
Shah said the company had hoped to use Vioxx to partially offset the loss of Zocor revenues. Now he says that's not going to happen. In an interview on CNBC this morning, Merck CEO Ray Gilmartin attempted to calm investors. He said the company does have some new drugs in its pipeline and that removing Vioxx would free Merck to direct its research and manufacturing capacities in new directions. He also dismissed speculation that Merck would have to merge with another drug maker.
We're a very strong company financially, and we do not see any value in a large-scale merger in terms of contributing to our pipeline or to longer-term growth.
As big a problem as it is, the loss of revenue from Vioxx is at least manageable. A more open-ended problem is the company's legal liability. More than 80 million people worldwide have taken Vioxx. Even before today's announcement, the company had been sued by Vioxx users claiming cardiovascular damage. Product liability lawyer Victor Schwartz of the firm Shook, Hardy & Bacon says today's announcement will open the floodgates for many more suits.
You can be certain, everybody listening to my voice will be certain, that by the end of the week, advertisements will appear in their papers from local plaintiffs' lawyers asking if anyone took Vioxx and if they have any harm to immediately call Ketchum, Cheatham & Howe. It is Christmas time and Hanukkah time for the plaintiff's lawyers of America.
Some analysts compared the Vioxx litigation to Fen-Phen, the diet drug combination which was recalled after it was linked to heart problems. Drug company Wyeth has already taken $16 billion in charges to pay medical claims and legal costs connected to the drugs. But Victor Schwartz says it's not yet clear whether the Vioxx suits can prevail in court. He says drug companies usually aren't held liable for injuries caused by products they sell unless they knew about the problem and tried to cover it up.
It is very important to know in all of these cases whether or not Merck took any steps to prevent the public from knowing information that it knew. When that occurs, there is serious trouble if there is a large number of injuries.
And Schwartz says it's simply too soon to answer that question. Merck officials stressed today that they had taken Vioxx off the market as soon as they had received credible data linking the drug to cardiovascular problems. Dr. Peter Kim is president of Merck Research Laboratories.
While acknowledging that many patients have benefited from Vioxx, we believe that the voluntary withdrawal that we are announcing today is in the best interest of patients.
In the near term, the removal of Vioxx from the market is likely to benefit its biggest competitor, Pfizer's Celebrex. But like Vioxx, Celebrex is a COX-2 inhibitor, and federal officials have said they plan to monitor these drugs much more closely to see if they can be linked to heart problems. That means Merck's troubles could cast a shadow over its competitors as well. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
And for answers to some frequently asked questions about Vioxx, you can go to our website, npr.org.